This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Terror begins again.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the segment. How you guys doing? A biker news in the morning. Today, we actually are going to concentrate on one story, and this has to do with the Beast MG down in Houston, Texas, and it looks like they're continuing rivalry against the Bandidos. Now, I was getting a lot of emails on this one, asking what my thoughts were and all that good stuff. Well, my thoughts are simple on this stuff. I know a lot of people out there that are in motorcycle clubs and stuff are complaining about the motorcycle gang versus motorcycle club, you know, how you're labeled and stuff like that. Well, I have to say, when you're doing gang stuff, you're a gang. Am I right or wrong? Maybe I'm confused, but if you're out there doing gang stuff, you're gang. What can I tell you? Get a hold of your members. But one thing is concerning about some clubs that are out there is they openly don't hide it. They don't care if they're labeled as such. And that is real disappointing to the biker set. Because one person's over here, or a whole organization group is over here to advance biker rights, motorcycle club rights. Then you got, on the other hand, you got these twits that are going out there ruining it for everybody because they're in the news. They're going around doing stupid stuff on social media. But you know what? I promise to give the other side of the story in their own words. I really do. But I want you to take a video, look at this video real quick, and you'll see why this kind of stuff is just not cool. There's already enough problems down in Texas with motorcycle club profiling. You know, it's kind of went nuts since Waco. So this kind of stuff don't really help, man, but let's take a look at it. Let's take a look. Okay, what you're seeing here is, it looks like the national of the Beast MG, I guess, some ex-Bandidos, and they handed in or gave some patches over, and here this guy is going around riding it down the road upside down. Really? Is that not drawing attention? If it ain't, you tell me. You know what I mean? But that is the kind of stuff that starts all kind of trouble. So, again, not hiding anything. It's all in the open. So, what do you think people on the outside looking at this kind of stuff should think? It's bad enough that motorcycle clubs only have like 30% freaking support out there anymore. And I think it's because everybody's tired of the violence. Don't you guys agree? You know, I think so. You know, you tell me. Do you agree or not? Really? Yeah. Give me a hand right there. Yeah. You gotta agree with that statement, because you now a civilian sees this, if it ended up in the newspaper, which, you know, the guy who was doing it did, they're gonna look and say, well, what kind of meathead kind of stuff is this? You know, why should we throw our support behind motorcycle clubs when they're out there openly doing this kind of crap? But let's go take a look at this article real quick, and you'll see what I mean. Hey, this from KPLC. Leader of Texas motorcycle gang arrested in connection with ATF thefts in Westlake. ATMs. You got that right. Damn. November 14th, Lake Charles, Louisiana. Now, this story has been in the news before, and it just looks like the leader has just been arrested in the strings of thefts of ATMs from two Westlake banks. Really? again, do gang stuff, you are considered a gang. Now, you guys have an MG, so, you know, anybody on the outside looking in, it don't stand for motorcycle group, it stands for motorcycle gang, okay? Just give me that. You know, be real about it. Anyway, Michael L. Cup, 44, of Dayton, Texas. And I believe that was the one, and if I'm mistaken, let me know, was the one riding the bike at, the Lone Star Rally with it upside down. You know, if it was, because he said it was, donated by X's and, you know, it's like taking somebody's flag, but there's the key, taken. You had it given by X members, so. It's really nothing to, you know, gloat about. You didn't get it off of an active member. You got it off some dudes that freaking turned their, you know, gave it to you. You know, what kind of honor is that, by the way? I gotta ask that. What kind of honor is that? That you can't even do the right thing and hand your patches in to your club. You gotta go hand them over to schmucks like this. Don't understand it. That's just me. Cup is the leader of the Brothers East, B-East Outlaw Motorcycle Gang, according to information from Kim Meyer, spokeswoman from the Parish Sheriff's Office. Meyer says more charges are likely. Well, I guess it was worth getting that ATM, you know. Did you guys actually get into it? Because you do know, once you remove it, a little, you know, alarm goes off with a GPS tracking device. I don't even think they understood that, but hey, it is what it is. Hey, it's on them. Anyway, along with members of the FBI Beaumont and Dayton Police Department, he was booked into the Liberty County Jail on account of racketeering. Judge Sharon Wilson set bond at $15,000. All right, that's all we need is FBI or Forever Bother Italians coming into the game now. It's not bad enough that the FBI, the DOJ, they label all the 1%er clubs gangs, and now they're putting them on the level of cartels. Yeah, this stuff, it helps, okay? It helps with their argument there, and that's what I don't understand is, what are you doing? Okay, I get you want to go. You know what? I spent a lot of time in the gang system growing up here in Chicago. We were not stupid like this. Now, I don't know how it is down south, but in Chicago, we use our brains. But, you know, if we're going to pull a job, it's not going to be in the open, and there's going to be, you know, good planning. We're going to know what's going on. We're just not going to go and lift the damn ATM. You know, that's amateur hour right there, man. That's some, how can I put it, white trash amateur crap. That makes us all look bad right there. And now you got the damn freaking FBI involved. You know, it. Again, Texas has had enough problems without this kind of meathead stuff going on. And then at the Texas Lone Star Rally, where you knew the cops were freaking watching, they were out there in freaking armored vehicles, for Christ's sakes. And you're doing something like that to try to, you know, get people to go at each other? Uncool, man, uncool. Anyway, Cup is one of seven people arrested in connection with the theft of an ATM from a bank on Sampson Street in Westlake on Saturday, July 13th, and the theft of an ATM from a different bank on Sampson Street on Saturday, August 3rd. Now, see, I don't understand that. Now, if you're in a street crew, the boss usually don't go out there and participate in some amateur stuff like that. And I guess if you're in an MG or motorcycle gang, as you guys got on your back, why would you be involved in that type of stuff? I don't get it. Authorities have previously connected Brother East to the thefts, in which more than 150,000 was stolen from the two ATMs. Well, I got it. That's a good score right there, but you guys didn't do it right. You guys got caught. You know, that would have been a hell of a score if you got away with it, but you didn't use your melons. Didn't use your melons. But $150,000, you know, it is a good haul. What? Yeah, $150,000. That's what I'm saying. But they didn't use their brains. They got in the newspaper. They got the FBI after them. So what gets the $150,000? That right there is going to be eaten up by all the trial and stuff. So you're going to end up in a negative. Anyway, previously arrested was Melvin Cup, 46, of Spring, Texas. Brandon Hightower, 33, of Humble, Texas. Hosea Owens, the 6th. Is that the sixth or the fifth? I can't read it. 28, Elvin, Texas. Joshua Leroy Fanat, 44, of Louisiana. He must have been the, you know, the scouter, because he's a Louisiana boy. So, you know, that's where it happened. Everybody else came into Louisiana. It looks like Christopher Scott and Faith. Oh, Faith. Is that a woman? Never have a woman on a job with you again. Amateur hour. They all face counts of theft of a motor vehicle over $25,000. Theft of a motor vehicle 5 to $25,000. Two counts of simple criminal damage to property. $1,000 to $25,000. Less than $5,000 or $1,000. Two counts. Holy cow, are they getting freaking hit. Hit. Yeah, somebody gonna be going down that rat aisle, man, because I guarantee as soon as they see how much time is being thrown at them, like always, somebody's gonna stand up, say, hey, pick me, I'll tell you everything, you know, I'll do whatever you want, I'll testify. That's the way it usually happens. And, you know, you have a woman in there, you know, 27, does she have kids? Because the FBI, the cops are going to be going after her on the deal. So, Sheriff's Office, Lieutenants Ed Bardo, James, whatever, and Detectives Greg Holland, Cardell, Austin, Warner, my God, were the investigators on the case. They have you guys freaking nailed. And like I said, somebody going to be flipping. If it's that girl, you can almost freaking guarantee it, because they're going to go at her first. They're going to get in her head. They're going to threaten her kids, take them away. And you know what? Amateur stuff. Again, now $150,000 would have been a damn good haul, but y'all got caught. What the hell are you guys thinking? You don't have a plan or anything? What the hell? But let's, you know what? I always do this. I'll give both sides of the story. Okay, here we go. Now, this is off of Mikey Cup. This is his Facebook page. And you know what? I still cannot get over it, people. Stop putting stuff on Facebook. You don't even have the cops doing their job anymore. All they have to do is sit, grab a donut, get a, you know, a mug of coffee, sit on their computer, and they'll get all the intelligence they want, because I don't get it. Club guys are just putting all their business out on Facebook. But anyway, I was shared this, and this was November 3rd at 9:52 a.m. off of Mikey Cup's Facebook. And, you know, it's little cute diamonds and stars. Look at that. Anyway, let me share some truth with y'all. Now, again, I always give the other side their, you know, shot at this. In Gallison this weekend at the Lone Star Rally, the Bandito Motorcycle Club decided to entertain themselves by making flyers of me and hanging them on the island. Okay. But I'm going to counter that propaganda with some truth. Oh, you know what? I just don't see the Banditos handing flyers out. You know, they just don't seem like the type of guys that are going to do something like that. Just my opinion. Houston area Banditos aren't even required to wear their colors on their bike, because they aren't the bullies around here anymore. There's a reason why 75% of real deal Banditos are out on leave or not in the area. Let me refresh. Banditos in this area are scared to ride solo in Houston, Texas. Don Chambers just rolled over in his grave. Now, if anybody has any, you know, can support that, you know, send it in to me, and we'll see, but I just don't see it. We went to Round Rock, Texas, Central Texas Harley, to talk to the national president, Doug the Thug. He ran out the back, escorted by his brother Dennis, covering his exit with Round Rock police. He says he was off, but his GM said he was startled and went out the back. Doug was fired the next day. Yeah, a national president running. Come on, at least be believable. Damn. Anyway, we offered to fight our two leaders. Oh, we offered to fight. So what are you going to do? Chest to chest? What are you going to do? I'm just asking. Chest to chest, one to one. Leaders against Doug and Dennis, so the clubs aren't hurt or arrested in a mass problem. Signing waivers, since mutual combat is legal here, I offer again. If we lose, Beast will shut down. If they lose, move out of the way and let Banditos get back to what they were. Did I just hear you want to sign waivers? This gets more interesting as we go. The waivers? Oh, hey. You know, is that an offer you would be, you know, willing to make on the air? Because I reach worldwide, man. Worldwide, you'll have a whole huge audience that can hear you make that offer. Huge offer. Come on. Or are you in jail still? I don't know. Anyway, being president is more than building new houses with your father-in-law and trying to expand back worldwide and into Cali. This isn't a secret nomad Marshall has offered to take Doug's place. Okay. More club business out there? Dude, you're dry ratting, man. You are actually out there telling the cop you're a rat, dude. How the hell is your club even backing you? You are ratting on another club. You're giving intel to the damn cops, man.
You failed, you big dummy.
My God. What is it, man? You're a freaking
loser,
man. Come on. You don't go out there and give cops information on your opponents. Yeah, you don't like them. You want to go down, you get down, man. But don't give cops intel. Anyway, BMC has left this regime discarded all the old heads, even to the point that this regime no longer supports the best president the club ever had, Jeff Pike. Okay, now let me ask you, if you're ex-banditos and you claim to support Jeff Pike, who is now doing life in prison for the club, why'd you turn in your stuff? If that's the case, why did you turn in your stuff? That's hypocritical, and you do not support Jeff Pike because you went and put some other colors on. That right there is the definition of hypocritical. If you really believed in Jeff Pike and you really believed in the club that you were once part of, I don't care what the leadership was, you get to the table, vote him out, and take the club the way you were. Now, I'm not in that situation, I'm just saying, but when you put something like that out on the internet for everybody to see, that's what you're telling everybody about who you are. You know, the best president of the club ever. Yeah, that man went down and he's doing life in prison now. But here you guys are, as soon as, it gets going bad, you guys turn your colors or you let somebody wear your old patch, which I know a lot of banditos bled, died, and went to jail for. But you guys think it's a joke just to, turn it upside down. You know, what kind of men is that, man? Really, turning this upside down, you know what, I think we got over that at, 16, 17 years old in the gangbanging world, but here you guys are 40 years old doing that stupid shit, so cops can just, focus right in on you. Real smart, man. Anyway, let's see here. San Antonio, wake up! Why y'all are the last bandito stronghold in Texas? Read that again. San Antonio, y'all are the last stronghold for your club. Austin is calling the shots. Okay, again, if this is true, you just gave intel to the cops. Idiots. Our guys have legal cases pending and are currently attending court proceedings where banditos are the victim in Montgomery County and Corpus Christi. Come on, man. With cooperation, we have videos of bandits doing shit, one from 11 different cameras, and have never cooperated against the banditos motorcycle club. Okay, if you have videos of the banditos doing some, you can always send them here to Insane Throttle. We'll check them out. We'll verify them. And if what you're saying is true, we'll put them out there for you. Because you already did it on Facebook. So what's the difference in letting everybody else in on the little secret? You're just saying right there. Unbelievable. The last several meetings I've asked for, with San Antonio and Louisiana to be present, it's always denied because the truth isn't what the nation wants to hear. Okay, what's the truth? Let us all in. Again, you can't say, I don't want to speak to reporters. I already spoke to you guys once on air. And you put this out for everybody to see. Now everybody from, the club life's looking at you like, what the hell's going on? And if you guys are even aligned with this kind of club, with them dry snitching, with them giving intel over the internet on their rivals to cops so they'd just sit there and look at it, you guys are damn crazy to be allied with them. Crazy. Because you know what's going to happen? And you can look at this ATM case. I guarantee one's going to freaking flip. Guaranteed. It always happens. For every three, there's one that's going to flip. So out of this one, you're probably going to have two that flip. And who takes a woman on there? If that faith is a woman, I feel sorry if it's a man, because you probably got your ass kicked in high school with that name. But anyway, if it's a woman, these cops are going to use the kids or use whatever they can. They're going to flip that girl. They're going to flip her. And if you're allied with somebody like the Beast MG, come on. You know, come on. Anyway, the picture is a comparison of truth. National Bandito's version and my version. Note, all patches, and hear what he said, were donated by former members just in case Doug needs law enforcement help to look into it. You just snitched on yourself! You just told the cops what they were... Dude, and this is your guys' leader? Really? This dude does this too much. Are you sure he ain't the one that's gonna turn? Really? This is a serious freaking question here, man. This is on Facebook, man. Facebook! Everybody can see it. And if the FBI and all them are already involved in the case, they already got all this information now because they got every one of your social media pages, because that's what the FBI does. You know what? Once the FBI gets involved, 97% of the cases that they get are won. Once you get into the court, you're done. You might as well try to freaking figure out something. You only beat them 3% of the time. So you don't think that these people already have all your connections, all your stuff, and here you are freaking giving intel that you should keep to your club, you know, inside your club. That way you have the intel in case you have to do something. But to let it all be out there, even if you guys did go do something off that intel, you're going to get busted because you put it on there. Your guy put it on the damn freaking internet. So I wouldn't be going around putting my neck on the line looking at a couple years or getting shot up because your people put this online for everybody to see. So now, you guys claim that you don't like the Bandidos. Now the Bandidos know what the hell you guys are doing. Where does that make any damn sense in this? It really don't. It goes to say, you MFers know me, know where I come from, taught me the history and the ropes. Get back, of course. So I guess this is an ex-Bandido. How did he get his patch? You know what? This is just going out to the Bandidos. How did he get his patch? Because this dude just put some crap out there for the cops and everybody else to see. I don't understand it. How did he get a patch? Can anybody answer me that question? How did this guy get his patch? You know, I'm going to go back and forth asking myself this long after this video goes off. I just don't understand why people would put that kind of stuff on Facebook, not only for the cops to see, but your supposed enemies. That's why we got a lot of freaking guys in jail right now. They don't use their freaking heads. You know, again, going back to the $150,000 score, if you guys were smart, got it, got out, boom, don't leave any DNA, don't leave anything for forensics, and not sit there and spend it all in one freaking place, or get caught on camera, you know, at least you could have done was wear some ski masks, man. A lot of the even idiot criminals do that. They're smart enough to do, you know, disguise their appearance. But this is just ridiculous. You go, and this goes back to the general public. What do you want them to think, man? You got guys busted for ATMs. Next thing you know, on social media, they're seeing this club wearing this guy's patch upside down. By the way, as you admitted, it was from former members. It wasn't taken. So I don't know what the hell that you're out there gloating about. That just shows, you know, kind of stupidity doing that kind of stuff. And now you made a whole bunch of accusations on your social media website. I suggest, you know, just me, we have the worldwide audience, and if what you say is true, I would welcome you to send the material to us, and we'll cover the material, because this is news within the club scene. You probably won't do that, though. I already understand that. You're going to say, well, we don't talk to press. Well, you're talking to cops. You are. You're talking to cops by what you put out there, so why not talk to Insane Throttle, man? Come on, give me a break. And, you know, it's them type of people, that kind of club, that really put other motorcycle clubs in a huge bad light. I just got to say that, man. You know, I know people complain with motorcycle gang. No, it's a motorcycle club. But when you're out doing this kind of stuff, man, be for real. Be straight up. Be honest. It's a motorcycle gang. It's a gang that's just riding motorcycles. And I'm not saying this about everybody. I'm not trying to put a blanket on that. But when it comes to the BeastMG, which they got the cube, that's motorcycle gang. It ain't no motorcycle group. Who the hell you guys trying to fool, man? That's the way you want it to be perceived, your actions, that's what it's telling people. And you're not doing anything good for the motorcycle club community doing this kind of stuff. You know damn well the Banditos have been under federal surveillance since Pike and Portillo and Waco. But hey, that's what happens when, you know, gangs want to expand. They'll go into there, take care of the weakness they see in their opponents. Hey, that's the street. I totally understand it. But to go out there and bring everybody else into it, have the FBI down on this kind of case, and bring other motorcycle clubs that are trying to fight for motorcycle club rights, motorcycle profiling against that. This kind of stuff, again, I talked about it before. You take two steps forward and boom, you're thrown 10 steps back because of some stuff like this. Now, you don't really think after the cops seen that statement on Facebook that they're going to be sniffing around. No, you probably just set the FBI out on your enemies and you. So good job there. Anyway, you know, damn, this new club scene and this new biker lifestyle is really freaking messed up from when I remember it. But hey, we're just here, give the news, give my opinion. If you don't like it, you know, it is what it is. So with that, leave your comments in the comments section below. Don't forget Motorcycle Madhouse Radio if you'd rather get your news on the radio. Take it with you. Go to work. We have it there. Also, we got the live session, Motorcycle Madhouse. I got the dates out there. And also, we got the biker news on that. Don't forget, HarleyLiberty.com for your morning ridden biker news and articles, all kinds of good stuff over there. So with that, I'll talk to you later. Let's see what kind of comments we get on this.